situation. And he's the ruler of every home. And if we trust him, we'll find contentment, peace and joy. For he's the master. joy like a river. Oh, he will impart.
Love. thought I'd get up and say how much I appreciate God giving me contentment and peace, because that seems like that's the channel it's trying to go into, and I'm going to try to get in that if I can, because I don't want to go away and letting God know that I appreciate Him dealing in my life. Yeah. There's a lot of times when I still think about it, but not as much as I used to, because I used to, when God would start dealing with me, I'd want to run. I'd want to take off and go, I got to get out of here. I got to get away from this. But I have never felt such a peace in my life than I have now. I remember the first time I went into, this reason why I'm saying this is because that's what really impresses on me, and God maybe go through this just to impress this on me, is that the first time when they was going to open me up and dig around inside of me, I laid awake all night long, and because I actually come right down to it, I thought I was going to die. And I was really worried about that, because I thought, God, I kept talking to God and telling Him, you know, I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave my friends and the people, the things that I there's still things I need to do, little things I don't have, my little jobs that I've got, little things I've got going I don't have finished yet, you know. And I kept talking to Him, and because I don't know if you've ever been in that situation or not, where you thought you might not make it the next day, may not be here, you might be dead. And that's what I felt. But at the same time, then it kept going over in my mind and over, and you know, there was something that just came over me, and it was that peace that we were singing about, that contentment. There was something that touched my heart. I've never felt that way before, that there was such a peace came over me, and it kept impressing on me everything would be okay. Everything's going to be all right. So if you've ever went to bed at night and wondering where would I be if I died? Where would my life, what would I be feeling? Would I be right with God? But because I've done that before. But you know, the peace and the contentment that God has instilled in my heart lets me go to bed at night with a sleep that I know that I'm in God's hands. That whatever comes along, God will take care of it. Because it has given me a greater faith in God, knowing that He's in control and He knows what's the best for me. And after He put that in my heart, it just seemed like I said, a peace came over me and seemed like everything was all right. And that's what we can have from here on out. We can have that peace and contentment and faith in God, that He knows what's going to happen in your life, and He knows. But that is, if you give God your undivided, Brother Smith said it today, that I'm trying to think of the word that he said about being given over to God completely, but what was it, the word? I'm trying to think what he said that impressed on me, that I mean, give up everything for God. Sell out. Maybe that's what is the word. Sell out. Sell out your life and give it to God. And let God have it. Let God sell out everything. You don't have to get rid of everything in your, all of your goods and the possessions and things, but sell out your life and let God deal. It's the most wonderful thing I have ever found on the face of this earth, that when God gives you a peace in your soul and contentment in your soul, there is no more joy than being sold out to God and letting Him have control in your life. It makes a peace. It makes your light shine, your face light up, and things just change. And so I want God to know that I appreciate Him working on me. I know I'm still, like Brother Daniels, we was talking the other night. I said, "Brother, I think you're a good brother." He said, I don't remember what he told me, but I said, "I still think you're a good man." And I'm the same way. But, you know, sometimes I wonder what God sees in me. What it is that God sees in me, that He wants to do me so good. But that's all He's done for me. It's just good. But, you know, it takes selling out to God. You know, and most of everybody here, in a way, has sold out to God. I mean, you give up, I'm not complaining, but you give up your whole day for God today. That's selling out, but you're buying the truth. You're buying the truth today. That's what we bought today, was the truth, by being here. And I'm glad of that. I'm glad I give up what few hours I'm here today to buy that truth. And I want that truth to be down in my soul and get down plumb into the bones and the marrow of me and my spirit and change that Adamic nature out of me and change me into something good that God can do with me and help me to overcome. But I'm so glad I'm here today. I just thank God that He has saw fit to bring me into the body of Christ. Brother Smith talks about the body of Christ, and I'm glad that he does, because the body of Christ is important. You know, this way is so important to me, and I'm like he said today. I ain't got a lick of sense. He didn't say it that way. You got to come to this. Just finally decide you don't know nothing. Not one thing. And get it out of your spirit just like a dish rag. And then just let God work on you. And whatever it is, whatever He's going to do to you, let Him do it. Let Him do it to you, because I know that's what it takes. It's hard. It's hard for you to do that, though, because, man, sometimes there's things I don't want to give up. I just bawl and squall because of it. I'm just like a little baby. You get hold of something and you don't want to turn it loose. Give me that back. I ain't giving it back to you. I want it. And just crying and hollering and yelling and screaming. I've seen little kids do that. I'm just like a little old kid. You know, I want this. You know, you walking up down the halls of Walmart, and they're just grabbing things on both sides and doing this and that, you know. And man, they're just wanting, and that's where we are. We're wanting the things of the world just as fast as we can get them and protect. But, you know, sometimes it takes mama just smack the tar out of you sometimes. But aren't you glad you're here? Even through all that, I tell you what, I've met the best brothers and sisters, the best friends, the best the people that actually loves you here. I mean, out in the world, they're just like a, man, it's just a dog-eat-dog world. But in here, there's a peace. peace. There's a contentment here. There's a place here that is a cleft of the rock that you can get in and hide. You can get in here and hide. But anyway, I just wanted to get up and let God know that I love Him. And I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that I'm here. And God can touch your heart and your life and make a change in you. But it's just like fishing. If you don't throw your line out there in the water, you're not going to catch nothing. And it's just like here. If you don't get your line in the water in here, you're not going to get anything from God. You just got to start fishing. But I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm here, aren't you? I'm glad I'm here. Praise God.
Wanted $120,000 for it, and the realtor that we was working with, she was busy. She very involved in a church, and I won't give you the denomination, but she was too busy to bring us the papers. So on Monday, we waited and waited, and at about 11 o'clock, I said, "Well, let's just get out and ride around." So we did. We were packed, you know. We knew we had to be back because Tommy had a doctor's appointment on Wednesday. And we came over here to this house just around the corner. And we couldn't get in, of course, so we called telephone number. And this lady said, "I'll be glad to come and show it to you." And I said, "Well, now we're involved in it, you know." She said, "That's okay." I'll tell you, in this day and time, if you've got a good realtor, they're willing to work hard. And this dear lady, young lady, and she said she'd love to come to church with us sometime too, by the way. Her name is Melissa Allen. And so she came, and we walked through this house over here. When we'd been there the other time, it needed too much. And so we went back. The woman didn't show up at 12 o'clock, and at 12:30 I called Melissa, and I said, "Let's go see the house." And we came over here, and I walked through, and I said, "Tommy, this is the house. We won't have to look anymore. This is the house." And so we started the process. We had this home investigated, which I should have, but the house that I had bought when I sold my farm to the government. And anyway, one thing led to another, and it has just been smooth sailing, and we're just so glad to be here. I mean, it's just, it makes you want to shout. When you really see how good God works things out, and it all at once, it's just like dominoes. If you've ever been a kid and you set up dominoes, and when you get them perfect, boy, can they go over. Well, that happened with us in this house. But I think the best joy of all, as you all know, we raised James and we raised Michelle. Leon and I did. And of course, Leon has gone on. But James has come back into our life. That is such a blessing. And it would not have happened, but when Michelle's daddy died, her natural father, James contacted Lainey. See, that's another domino that was set up. And they came over, and James is now going to live in the house that I had bought. That's another domino. I mean, everything just got to where it was fit. You see the small things, but a small domino lined up makes a big movement when it moves. And I'm rattling on. I'm sorry, folks. But anyway, we have some people now in the house. They're going to help make the payments on this house until we can sell that house. I mean, everything has just been perfect, it seems like. And the folks here that coming down the highway, I said, well, what's Gladys doing today? And Nathan said, said she's out running around. And I just let it go by, you know. And Tommy, he's thinking, well, I wonder how the two of us are going to unload everything. And we get over here on Marlboro. And Nathan said, I see Tanya. I said, you do? And when we pulled in, there they were. I think there was five men. The dear ladies had come and cleaned the house. There's a welcome sign for us. Even the kids made a welcome sign for us. It's just been a heaven sent all weekend. And needless to say, we're glad to be here. We're going to be here, and then we have to go back the 16th, so we're going to get to come back, but we do plan to make this our home. We want to be good people to you, and I'm certainly know over the years that you're good people to us, and pray for both of us. Tommy has something wrong with his arm, and he has heart trouble, so we'll be dealing with that. But God is good, and he knows where to send you to the doctor, because God has made everything. He's the ruler of every situation. And I'm just so thankful for everything, and God is good, Lainey and her son need prayer, but James is helping Lainey. That's another domino being set up. And who knows? Brother Smith said something today, or someone said it. Sometimes God uses Pharaoh to help God's people. And I learned more today from that, because I'd been thinking along those lines, but today it fit. We can't change everybody, and we can't save everybody, but God will use the ones he can't save to help those who will accept. There's a man in the church there in Springdale. You all know him. His name is Wayne Risley. I'm not going to give you the circumstances, but he's seeking the Holy Ghost. He has been in that church for I can't tell you how many years. He's Sister Thelma Harbison's son-in-law, and he's seeking the Holy Ghost, and he really needs prayer because he doesn't understand. He really doesn't understand, and I'm sure that there are others out there that need the Holy Ghost because the gift of the Holy Ghost is the greatest gift that God can give to man, and that's why God sent his son, and that's why God sent took his son home. It was so that we could have the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so when you pray for Wayne Risley, and pray for their daughter, and pray for all of our kids who are not in church, because there's dominoes being set up that will make us all look towards God, and we're glad to be here.
Praise God. Well, we want to make brother and sister go forth welcome. We've known the painters for a long time and counted a blessing to have them here. Aren't we glad they decided to move here? Praise God. See, right here is where a service can go drift. Stay up, Sister Rachel, for just a second. But while they're taking you a microphone, is right here is where you can lose a service. You can lose a channel of a service by letting it go too long. It's like the long song leaders I was talking about this morning, how they're trying to find the channel of God. But if we're here we are, and we see that a service is, you know, you can feel that. You can feel like the, you know, you can feel like the Holy Ghost is drifting away from you. And that's when people who have the experience need to work. You need to try to help locate the Spirit. Get in and help carry the burden and the load for the service. I could get up. I can feel it. I know to get up myself. But I don't think y'all just want to hear me all the time. I want to hear y'all too some of the time. I want us to get to a place where we've got workers in here that knows how to locate the Spirit. At least they're willing to try to find it. And so we all have to carry this burden together of how to order a service and how to feel on a service. You might say, well, I'm not feeling anything. Well, are you feeling the Holy Ghost drifting away from us? Do you feel that something needs to be done? Then you're feeling something. You're feeling like somebody needs to do something. I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can touch God. I like it when you feel inspiration. You get up under inspiration. But then there's other times when we have to work. We have to work at it, see if we can locate what the Lord is wanting for our service. So, We all want to pull together to accomplish that. Okay, Sister Rachel.
Pressure or anything. I'm really thankful to be here tonight and all the things the Lord's doing in my life. Talking about He's the master of every situation. Lately I've had this job with photography and everything, and I've recently decided to go to school, and with this job, I wouldn't be able to have this job and be going to school at the same time. So I've been praying about it and not really knowing what to do and everything. I got in touch with one of my friends I used to work with at this store and told her my situation, and she said that she'd be taking over the store, managing a store, and, you know, I should apply there. So I went and applied. I'm not going to be starting school till January, so I kind of have a two-month time frame for everything. When I went there and applied, right before I walked out of the door, this girl was ma'am. And she came up to me, a girl that worked there, and she said, I saw in your application that you're a photographer. I'm like, yeah. She said, do you do any engagement pictures? I'm like, yeah, I do. She's like, well, I don't have a photographer anymore for my engagement pictures, and I really need someone. So I got her number, and she got mine, and she said she'd get into contact with me. I think a week and a half went by before I heard anything. And then my friend called me and said that she talked to the district manager about this job, and it's a lead brand rep position, a management position. And she said that she remembered who I was for me previously working there at this other store and would love to have an interview with me. And but the only thing was they wouldn't need me till maybe end of November or the beginning of December, and that's exactly when I would be needing to look for another job. So that was like an answer to prayer. I mean, I didn't know if I would get the job or not, but the starting time and the time frame and everything would work out perfectly. Then with the girl that I gave my number for to take the pictures, I never heard back from her. So I was like, well, I guess, you know, I can move on. Well, I had the interview, actually had the interview Wednesday, and it went really good. And when I went there, that girl was there that I got her number, and she's like, I am so glad you're here. I guess that you gave me your wrong number. She goes, I was about to give up. I was so tempted just to go on your application and look for your number, because she didn't have anybody to take her pictures. So the interview went good. The only thing they're waiting for is for that position to open. I guess they're going to fire someone or something. So pretty much I have two jobs in one, and just situations that's been going on in our lives. It just shows me how much God's got our hand. He's got his hand on us. And just something like that really blesses me. I mean, especially with job situations. I mean, when you have something good, you don't want to give it up. And getting this job, it might be a little bit of a pay cut, but it's going to be a little bit less stressful for me just because of how much I have to drive for work and how far I have to go and the hours I have to work and everything. But he's got his hand on us, and I'm really appreciated to him and really thankful that he really watches over me and my family especially. And just keep me in your prayers and our family in your prayers, and really love the Lord.
Thank you. before Brother Smith spoke, I was sitting here and just trying to make sure I was listening to the Lord and, you know, what can I do and is there anything I can do? And of course, we all can stand to our feet. I really, when I was thinking, I reflected on what Brother Jerry was saying about peace. And there's been many a times in my life, and I know there will be many a times ahead, that there will be situations, just like Sister Rachel was talking about, is you know, we don't know what's ahead, you know, in our natural life of what we're going to go through. We know we're going to go through it, you know, we're going to go through some things, but I was sitting there and just thinking about peace, you know, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. And the more I thought about it, it's like we can encourage each other, and we need to. You know, we always need to encourage one another, lift one another up. You know, when somebody's down, the last thing they need is, you know, somebody pushing them further down. You want to be, you know, lifted up. But even in that, I cannot give you peace, and you cannot give me peace. The only body that we can really get the peace from that I feel like that my soul is longing for, you know, that's what's got to have peace for me. For me, I've got to have peace in my soul. And the only way to get that is to reach out and call on the good Lord and ask Him. And there have been times I've had to do that. And a lot of times some of the most wonderful blessings that I have got is in my own home alone when nobody else is there but me and the cats. And I cry out to God, and I seek Him. And it was like Brother Smith said this morning of humbling yourself. And I remember years ago testifying and telling Brother Liniger, I said it, and he reiterated it for me, that I learned a long time ago that I can't even walk without God holding my hand. Now, I can walk in the natural, and I can do some things in the natural to make my life go forward, but I cannot have peace in that walk if I don't hold on to God and let Him be the priority that gets me through the natural things of my everyday life. I can go out here, and as Sister Rachel said, Sister Rachel, I can go in and do a job interview, and if I want that job, I'm going to come out with it because I have learned how to sell myself. But on the other hand, I've also learned that in doing that, I better still be watching that's a job that God wants me to have. And it sounds like she's done a wonderful job at seeking out what God wants in her life. But, I've just learned the only peace that I can have can really, really, truly come from the Lord. And I want Him to know today how thankful that I am that He is there and that He has gotten me through those times.
The devil is funny, because I'm listening to one word in particular, peace. And that's been something that I've been struggling with, inner peace, for at least the last 2-3 weeks. Real serious. A week ago, I was on the way to school, and Brother Brett came and gave me a ride and was taking me to school, and he let me just, like, go off the deep end for about, it felt like it was 45 to 3 hours, but it really only was like 15 minutes, because that's all it took to get from where he picked me up to the school that I go to. And I'm ranting and raving. He's just sitting there listening, waiting for his time to speak. And when I stop, he just looks at me and say, "Man, you need to just have peace with yourself. You need to find peace within. You need to stop being so angry. I've been letting things build up and get me so frustrated that sometimes that path that God sets in front of us, if you're not steadfast and extra humble, you can get swayed by the slightest little thing. It could be your son playing with a car and you just want to be quiet right now. It could be someone calling your phone and you don't want to talk right now. It's like the slightest thing when you're trying to find that peace. The devil's always right there trying to take you off your path and, you know, knock you off your square that you're trying to stand on. And I'm thankful for Brother Brett and his whole family. I'm thankful for everyone that's in the church today, because honestly, without this church, I'd probably be in prison right about now. I really would. Because I felt like I was losing my mind. And at the same time of trying to gain sanity, I was losing sanity. You know, trying to make sure I'm hearing God correctly and walking the path that he wants me to go in, but I'm angry. I'm bitter. I'm scorned. And what it all boiled down to, I had to look in the mirror and realize, you did it to yourself, D'Angelo. You scorned yourself. You made yourself bitter. Now it's time to humble yourself. That's one thing that stuck with me when the pastor spoke this morning during Bible study. God will break you down. Amen to that. Because God will break you down. Just when you think you're at that level where, oh, everything is good and nothing can go wrong and I'm so saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hold on. I'm not done with you yet. It's something else that you need to be doing. You always can get better. It's no time right now to take a break. You don't have the luxury to take a vacation when it comes to God, because he don't take a vacation when it comes to you. You know, and it took a while. It probably took to about 10 seconds for me to figure that out, 10 seconds ago. Because I've been dealing, I'm telling you people, brothers and sisters, I've been struggling with this so serious. It's like I find myself losing sleep from waking up at 3:00 in the morning. And to be honest, I haven't been asleep since probably about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Just sitting and staring and writing and thinking and trying to meditate and trying to wrap my brain around how did I end up in the situation that I'm in, and trying to figure out what's the reason for me going through this, and how can I stand and keep my faith and be strong without cracking and ending up in the nut house, or putting my loved ones in the nut house for not wanting to deal with me for being a nut. You know, it's crazy, because I'm hearing the same thing: patience, peace. Now it's time for me to get some understanding what my purpose is. A month ago, I was about to leave Arkansas. Called the pastor and told him I was leaving. Went to church that Sunday. The pastor said, "You know, I ain't call you back. It's not time for you to go." I said, "I knew you was going to say that." Matter of fact, before I came to church, my nephew, he's not here right now, but he came to my house and he said, "Y'all can't leave right now." Got ready to try to transfer school. Can't transfer right now. Call my mom. I can't help you right now. It didn't dawn on me that it was God saying, I'm not done with you yet here. It's a reason that you're here. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is already preordained. It's up to you to decide what kind of soldier that you want to be. Because true soldiers for the Lord, they endure. They stand. They will persevere and overcome. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Nobody said it was going to be a one-hour war, one-day war, 1 week, 1 year, 1,000 years. Only thing that I know is that without faith, I don't know where I'd be right now. It's been killing me not doing certain things that I want to do. Not being able to take my son to a toy store and buy him a 50-cent toy or a 25-cent piece of bubble gum. Not being able to go and just do the little things that we as parents do for our kids that we take for granted until it's gone. Until you're looking around and it seems like the whole world is against you. It's funny because the one thing that I found myself saying a lot was that I was down here by myself. All my family is in other places. I'm not born from Arkansas. I was born and raised in Chicago, and now I'm down here in Little Rock, and all my family is either up north or in North Carolina. But then again, I look around and what am I talking about? I got family sitting in that pew, this pew, this pew, that pew, up there at the pulpit. You know, a wonderful father. And as I look at some of the men that's around me today, I just hope that I could be half or just a third of some of the men that I see in here. You know, I learned a lot from one of my new friends today. And it's crazy because I'm 27, he's 18, and he taught me a lot in just probably 2.5 hours of just walking around. And I know I'm a work in progress. I know that I'm on this canvas and the architect is not done with me yet. He's still trying to mold and shape. He gives me thoughts and visions that I know. Like, I know the Lord. I've always known him. Me and him might not have seen eye to eye for a long time, for a real long time. But I just realized today that it was more of my fault for not being strong in the word than it was his fault for showing me some things that I felt he shouldn't have showed me inside the church. It took a lot for me to realize that and admit that. It took a lot for me to just stand up and start talking today. I didn't have plans on it. I was fighting it all while I felt like Pastor Smith was looking down at me. I really was. I got up and went to the bathroom, looked in the mirror. The mirror was like, yeah, you're going to speak. No, no, no. But, you know, when the Lord is moving, it's nothing you can do but just go ahead and move with him. That's the best thing you can do. And so, with that said, I'm thankful for each and every one of my brothers and sisters that's in this church today. I love all of you dearly. And I just thank you for giving me a place to feel comfortable where I can share and can open up and not keep it so bottled in, feeling like I'm going to explode. That's about it.
D'Angelo saying what he said, it kind of confirmed some things in my heart. This morning I was downstairs and thoroughly enjoying the Bible study and listening to Brother Smith talk. But the biggest part of the blessing came when I kept watching Brother D'Angelo. And I could see, I could read it on his face, what God was doing. And I knew the service down there and different things that Brother Smith was saying was hand-tailored for Brother D'Angelo. And I love it when God works like that and how he'll hand-tailor something. And we come upstairs and the song service started and my heart was just turning over and I was talking to the Lord about Brother D'Angelo. And I just got so blessed thinking how God cares for each and every one of us, that he can hand tailor something and give us, whether it be peace or whatever we need, and how he can begin to open up our eyes. But I appreciate the Lord just doing that. And when I got such a blessing this morning, but really, Brother D'Angelo, it was thinking about what God was doing for you and adding you to this church. And I love when God does that, when God can bring somebody in here and add them to this. He did that for me one day in my life. And I'll forever be grateful for the Lord doing that for me. And you're right. You're exactly right. This becomes a family. This becomes more important to you. If you really knew the stories behind different people in this church, half this church moved here away from their families. This here, we're here because of God, and you're right, you're exactly right. This is you find your grandparents in here, and you'll find your parents, and you'll find your brothers and your sisters, and neither one of my children are here, but I've got children. There's young people in here, Sister Rachel, all these young people, they're like my children. You know, they become part, and I watch, you know, like Brother Matt and Sister Eva pass around their babies, that becomes church babies. You know, that's how this family of God operates, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the plan of salvation.